Utah may be on its way to going nuclear. Plans to build a nuclear power plant are moving forward on the outskirts of Green River in Emery County. The chances of building a plant in Utah are very high, says Blue Castle Holdings CEO Aaron Tilton. His company is spending $100 million to get permission to build.
Overall, the political structure and the elected officials in the state overwhelmingly support nuclear power. They understand that it's safe.
Even in light of last week's tragedy, which caused severe damage to a nuclear power plant in Japan, Tilton says Utah, despite its high risk for earthquakes, is still the right place to build.
Utah has a lot of seismically active areas in the western part of the state. In Green River or the eastern part of the state, it has one of the lowest seismically prone areas in the state. So that's one of the reasons why we like that area, so that the situation with an earthquake doesn't affect the power plant.
But Matt Pacenza, policy director for Heal Utah, which has opposed the plant since the beginning, hopes the situation in Japan will slow down the process in Emery County. He says the state has more options that need to be considered.
The industry has tended to always minimize risks and always to downplay any concerns folks might have. Again, whether they include earthquakes or drought or power outages or terror attacks or any of these potential problems with nuclear. But to see it as sort of the best option for Utah, to us, just demonstrates someone who hasn't actually taken a careful look at the range of options which the state has to offer.
If the plant gets approval, it's still a long way from being built. Tilton estimates 10 to 15 years. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.